Today I'm going to demonstrate the Windows Azure Accelerator for Web Roles. This accelerator allows you to quickly and easily deploy web applications to Windows Azure using WebDeploy in only seconds. After we have downloaded and installed this accelerator, we will see that there is a new project template called Windows Azure WebDeploy Host in Visual Studio. To begin, we're going to create a new application using this template. The first thing we're going to need to do is set our Windows Azure storage account information. The storage account is used to store website packages and configuration information so that it can be shared across all the instances in your web role. To continue, click Next. We are then asked for our administration site credentials. These are the credentials we will use to log on to the web portal of the Windows Azure Accelerator. Click OK to continue. After the project is created, you will notice that we have a new solution with two projects. The first is our cloud project, and the second is our web application. We don't need to do anything to get started using this accelerator besides deploy this project. Select your storage credentials. After we have selected our credentials, we need to enable remote desktop connections. Select or create your certificate, and choose your username and password. Also, be sure to set an expiration date significantly far out in the future. Click OK, and click OK to begin deploying your package. Next, navigate to your administrative portal at your cloudapp.net URL. From here, you will be prompted for a username and password. This username and password is not the same as your remote desktop credentials. These are the credentials that you entered during the project setup wizard. Type in your username and password and log in. Next, you will see the website management window. From here, we want to create a new website, and let's name that website Test1 and set the host name. Click Create. From here, you will see we have a new website. We can click the Status button to see the status. For now, we see that this website is deployed to one instance. Let's refresh. And now we see that our website has been created on both instances of our web role. We are now ready to deploy a new website to our web role. Back in Visual Studio, we want to create a new standard ASP.NET MVC3 web application. Before we deploy this site, we need to add our deployable dependencies, ASP.NET. And now we're ready to deploy our site. Publish. The service URL is your cloudapp.net URL. The site is the name of the website we created in our web admin portal, Test1. Uncheck Leave Extra Files on Destination. And type in your username and password. These are your remote desktop credentials you entered before you deployed your cloud project. And click Publish. After Publish has succeeded, we will go back to our web admin portal. Click Refresh. And we see that the site has been deployed to both instances of our web role. If you remember from earlier, when we created this site, we set the host header of example.com. In order to actually navigate to this site, we have to navigate there using that host header. We could either create a DNS entry, or we could modify our host file. In order to modify our host file, we first need to know the IP address our site is deployed at. Go to our Windows Azure Management portal, and we find our VIP down here at the bottom. Next, we need to open our host file and add a new entry. Now we should be able to navigate to our site at example.com. And that's it. We've successfully deployed our ASP.NET MVC web application to Windows Azure using WebDeploy. You can create and deploy as many sites as you would like to this web role. Your web role can scale just like any normal web role by changing the number of instances in your configuration file. Additional features of this accelerator include the ability to set certificates and to view logs. You can find out more about that at the CodePlex project page. And that's about it. Thank you for watching.